Actually, I didn't mention this. Neither of these two readings appear in the lectionary, but I found it interesting how they relate to each other. And I want to consider the call of Ezekiel and how that might be in line with how God calls each one of us, calls us to both eat God's word and then speak it. A note about Ezekiel, he was a prophet in a dark time in the history of Israel. First of all, the kingdom of Israel itself had been divided already into two kingdoms, north and south, Israel and Judah. But also Ezekiel receives this call from God while he is in exile with the people in Babylon. Again, a dark moment. And to me, it's fascinating what Ezekiel is told. First of all, it's fascinating what he sees. I didn't include the part of his call when he sees that famous wheel in the sky and sees some very bizarre creatures. But then he's told by God, first, eat this scroll. Eat my word. The words I'm about to give you to say, don't just hear them, eat them, literally. I should point out, I did a little research, and papyrus is edible. So he could actually eat it. It wouldn't hurt him. But it's interesting, this idea of eating God's word, although Ezekiel does it literally, I think has a very figurative, metaphoric meaning for each of us. We're all called to eat God's word. That is, to chew on it, to digest it, to understand it, to even let it nourish us like food. To not just hear on the surface God's word, but to study it ourselves. And I hope each of you does that at some point during the week, whether it's daily or at some point, to read and study God's word on your own, to, again, chew on it a bit, to figure out what is it saying and what is it saying to me, and let it nourish you. This seems a good time to put in a plug for our Thursday morning Bible study. In fact, now meeting back at the Lauren House, Thursday morning, 10:30. We do a lot of chewing on things, don't we, Duke and Charlie? We chew on things a bit. They chew on God's word and that. It's enjoyable. And Joe as well. So join us. I think that's part of this call for all of us. To immerse ourselves in God's word. To try to figure out what is it saying. Not just even to rely on what other people say it's saying. But what does it say to me? Let me chew on it. Digest it a bit. And it's interesting as well that Scripture says many times, we had two of them today, that as we eat God's word in that way, it will be sweet as honey. That's what John is told in Revelation. Eat this scroll, and it was sweet as honey in my mouth. And so it can be. The study of God's word, either individually or as a group, can be enjoyable. It can be like honey and sweet. And yet, then, as John is told, and as I think it's alluded to in Ezekiel's call, that word of God, after we chew on it enough, though, after we begin to really digest it and figure out what's it saying to me, can turn a little sour. It sometimes doesn't sit so well after we really start to get into it. Ezekiel is told, here's the word of God, but we're told the scroll has on it words of lamentation and mourning and woe that he's going to take to these people that are never going to listen to him. John is given the whole bizarre book of Revelation. No wonder it sits a little strangely in his stomach. But I think for all of us, God's word, it's so easy to say it on the surface. It gets a little harder once we try to actually live it, speak it, make it part of our lives. For example, when Jesus says, love your enemies. Hey, that's an easy thing to say. Oh yeah, love your enemies. But then start trying to actually do that. To really love terrorists and Nazis and Republicans or Democrats, depending on where you may fall in this election season. Really try to do that. Love these people who don't like and sometimes want to harm you. It's easy to say. Sometimes it doesn't sit so well as you try to live it. Or I think of the many, many people in this world who are so good at spouting scripture, including many politicians who like to talk it. But if you point out to them some of the things that scripture actually says, like taking care of widows and orphans and the poor and immigrants and others, and then they might say, oh no, well that's, I didn't mean that part of scripture. It's easy to talk scripture. It's a lot harder to actually digest it and begin to try to live it. And what does that mean? I was reading just yesterday in my morning devotions in Luke when Jesus is telling the people, turn the other cheek. When someone wants you to go 1 mile, go 2. If they want your cloak, give them your shirt as well. I've read books by scholars about how, oh, Jesus doesn't really mean that literally. It's all just about the Roman Empire and the culture. But maybe Jesus does mean that literally. Maybe we are to turn the other cheek and go the extra mile and give more even than we're asked. Where's that Pepto-Bismol? I remember a Bible study years ago at a previous church. We were talking about the passage of the rich young man when Jesus says to the rich young man, you're doing great. Now you just have one more thing to do. Sell everything you own, give it to the poor, and follow me. And I remember this person, this good, upstanding Christian member of the church, was vehemently opposed to this. Said, there's no way Jesus means that. How can we live if we sell everything we own and give it to the poor? Jesus can't mean that. Well, imagine if Jesus does.
Might cause a few upset stomachs along the way.
So digesting God's word and then living it is a lot harder than speaking it. It can be very sweet to speak it. It can be a little more sour to try to speak it to others or live it ourselves. And that's what Ezekiel is told. And then God gives him a very interesting measure of success. Notice what God keeps saying to Ezekiel. He keeps saying again and again, I'm sending you to a rebellious house, a rebellious people, people who may not, probably will not listen to you. In fact, God even says, you know, I could send you to the Chinese or the Japanese or people whose language you don't even know. They would probably listen to you. Your people, probably not. A prophet is not accepted in his hometown. And so what's the measure of success? To speak and live God's word. It's not at all other people hearing it and listening and even responding. God keeps saying to Ezekiel, just go to them and tell them what I tell you to tell them. In other words, the measure of success is what you do, not how they respond. Now, we're very good in church of trying to quantify what we do. What makes a successful church? Well, we look at attendance figures, we look at stewardship campaigns. All these are important. But what the call of Ezekiel reminds us is in God's eyes, the measure of our success as Christians is what we do, not how people respond. And so the call to us, as to Ezekiel, as to John, as to many in Scripture, is go. Proclaim God's word. Live it. Eat it. Digest it. Study it. Speak it. Make it part of your life. Even if you're trying
to speak it and live it in a culture that has no use for it. So it thinks. That won't listen, that won't respond, in fact, might even turn you away. And yet in God,